Chapter 7. A New Neighbour Arrives. The next day, Emma was in Highbury when Miss Bates crossed the street towards her.
"Mr. Churchill has come to hear Jane's new piano," she said. "Please come too, Miss Woodhouse, and tell us your opinion of it. I saw you from the window, you see."
Emma went with Miss Bates, who did not stop talking all the way to her house.
"How lovely that you came," said Frank when they arrived.
Jane seemed anxious as she sat down at the piano.
"Maybe she's thinking about Mr. Dixon," Emma thought.
"What a wonderful piano," said Frank loudly. "Mr. Campbell and all his friends in Ireland chose it very well."
Jane did not look round.
"Stop it," said Emma quietly, trying not to smile. "You must not upset her."
But Frank went on in a loud voice to Jane.
"They sent music too, I see. How very kind of them. It shows how much they love you."
Emma saw a little smile on Jane's face.
"Perfect. Jane Fairfax is enjoying her secret thoughts of Mr. Dixon," she said to herself. "I think she understands you," she said to Frank.
"I hope she does," he answered. "I want her to understand me.
You know, she's playing his favourite music at the moment. I remember that we danced to this music in Weymouth.
Now, Miss Woodhouse, when will we have dancing in Highbury? We must plan a ball at the Crown Hotel ballroom, and you must promise me the first two dances."
Everyone agreed that the ball was an excellent idea. Jane Fairfax was unusually excited about it, and only Mr. Knightley was not interested in it. But Emma had no time to quarrel with Mr. Knightley about it, because suddenly there was no ball. Frank had a letter from Mrs. Churchill, asking him to go back to Yorkshire immediately because she was ill. Emma was very disappointed. Frank came to Hartfield to say goodbye and seemed very sad.
"I hope I will come back soon, if my aunt allows me," he said. "Then we can still have our ball. And you must not forget your promise to dance with me."
"Are you leaving without saying goodbye to Highbury? You should visit Miss Bates. She would make you more cheerful," Emma said with a smile.
"I did go there, just for 5 minutes, but only Miss Fairfax was at home, and I had to wait for Miss Bates to come back."
Frank walked to the window. Then he turned round and looked at Emma. He seemed troubled.
"Miss Woodhouse, I think you must already know the truth."
Emma could guess what he wanted to say.
"But I don't want him to tell me that he's in love with me yet," she thought. "I think you were right to visit Miss Bates," she told Frank cheerfully, without looking at him.
He was silent, and then she heard him sigh.
"And now I have to say goodbye to Hartfield, where I've been so happy."
He stopped again.
"Oh, he's very much in love with me," thought Emma.
And then they were saying goodbye, and he was gone. Emma felt very sorry.
"We had fun together, and he almost told me that he loved me," she said to herself. "Now everything feels dull without him. I think I might be a little in love with him too."
But the next day she was cheerful again.
"He's a nice young man, but he does have faults," she thought.
And when she imagined him asking her to marry him, she always refused him. After a few days, Emma had a letter from Frank. In it, he wrote of her beautiful little friend, Harriet, and Emma had an idea.
Harriet has such a warm and lovely nature. If Frank can stop loving me, Harriet might make him happy, she thought. But no, I must not think about it. I know that matchmaking is dangerous.
While Frank was in Highbury, no one thought about Mr. Elton. But Mr. Elton was back in Highbury with his new wife, and everyone was talking about him again. He seemed very pleased with himself for introducing a superior woman like his wife to Highbury. Mrs. Elton was invited to Hartfield, and Emma did not like her at all. She talked a lot, but only about herself and her rich sister-in-law, who lived at Maple Grove near Bath.
"Oh, Miss Woodhouse, your beautiful house is so like Maple Grove," she said as she arrived. "And the gardens too. My sister-in-law would love them. She is always pleased to see large gardens like hers."
Emma was sure that people with large gardens cared very little about other people's large gardens, but she said nothing.
"My sister-in-law and her husband will visit in the summer in their new carriage," Mrs. Elton continued. "They love visiting the countryside. I imagine you have many summer parties in the countryside, Miss Woodhouse."
"No, we are very quiet people who prefer to stay at home," replied Emma.
"Oh, no one can love staying at home more than me," cried Mrs. Elton. "We have already met many excellent people here," Mrs. Elton went on. "I like both the Westons very much. I was surprised that Mrs. Weston has such good manners. She was your governess, I believe."
Emma was too shocked to speak.
"And who do you think came in while we were there? Knightley! Knightley himself! Mr. E has spoken about his good friend so often, I was very pleased to meet him. Knightley is a gentleman. I like him very much."
Happily, it was soon time for Mrs. Elton to go.
"Terrible woman! She is worse than I thought," Emma said to herself. "She imagines herself to be so important. She was shocked that my governess has good manners. She has never met Mr. Knightley before, and she called him Knightley. Huh! And she tells me that he's a gentleman."
Emma's first opinion of Mrs. Elton did not change. But Mrs. Elton changed. She became cold and unfriendly towards Emma, and to Harriet too. But Mrs. Elton liked Jane Fairfax very much.
"I'm crazy about Jane Fairfax," Emma heard her say. "What a sweet, interesting young woman. She's so clever, and she plays the piano beautifully. I know enough about music to be sure of that. Oh, but poor thing. It's terrible that she has to become a governess. I will look out for a good job for her. I know so many people. I'm sure that I can help her."
Another time, Emma heard Mrs. Elton saying to Jane,
"I hear you went to the post office in the rain. You could catch a cold. I won't allow you to do it again. The man who gets our letters from the post office can get yours too and bring them to you."
"No, you're very kind, but I cannot give up my walk," replied Jane. Emma noticed how much Jane wanted to get her own letters. She doesn't want anyone to see them, she thought. I'm sure they are from Mr. Dixon in Ireland.